I used to talk to strangers in the street just to hear a human voice that might have some joy in it. When I was younger, there were times in my life when things were very hard. There was very little money. My home life was full of abuse and hurt and pain. There were people at my workplace who very obviously didn't like me. I was far from my home and pregnant. I had no one I could call a friend.
Hello, I'm Carol. I wonder, do you feel like Sandy? Maybe you're feeling alone right now. Well, we can be together for a while, can't we? Welcome, and here's our friend Tammy.
Thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for coming to share some time with us again, too, Sandy. You must have been very lonely back then.
I was very lonely. So I used to try and find some little thing I could enjoy from everything that was happening around me. The way a leaf fell to the ground or a bird song might lift my spirits enough for me to look forward to the next moment of happiness, because there were very few.
So somewhere along the way, things must have changed for you.
They certainly have. And I want to say to you as you listen today, don't get discouraged even when you don't see anything happening. It may not yet be the right time. When I look back over my life now, I see that a lot has changed. I'm financially much better off. My home life is wonderful. I love my work and the people there. My two children have grown into respectable young adults. Of course, my life is not without its pains and sufferings, because let's face it, life is like that. But now I don't need to cling to a lovely sound or a pretty sight to get me through each day.
So, as you look back, what have you learned about life through those difficult experiences in the past?
What have I learned? I've learned to take a long-term view. No matter what we go through in life, it will not stay the same forever. Just like a farmer planting seeds. He puts his seed in knowing he won't see any harvest for many months, sometimes years. Then he must be patient. And he must take care of the seeds and the little seedlings when they shoot up through the soil. Eventually, being patient and persistent in doing the right things will reap its reward.
That's very interesting. When things were very hard, it helped you to focus on some short-term things. You mentioned noticing a leaf or a song of a bird and taking great pleasure in them for the moment. And that can be a real help, can't it?
Yes. At the time, it seemed to be all I had to enjoy. Even when things are really difficult, there are always some good things to notice and enjoy.
Yes, the weather perhaps. We can enjoy the sun on our face on a cold day. Or the cool breeze on a hot day, we can take a moment to wonder at the sunset colors or the beauty in a rainbow. And then there are clouds. Have you taken the time to look up into the sky to see what's there today? I love to see all the different kinds of clouds. Big gray ones that build up before a storm. Little white fluffy ones in a blue sky. And of course, at sunset, they can turn bright golden and fiery red.
Sometimes I think, at least I have food today. Or, right now, I can lie down and sleep. That's good. I might even notice the coolness of a drink of water when I'm tired and hot. I can get a moment of joy from watching a baby laugh, or a flower open, or the smell of food cooking. The world is full of beauty as well as trouble, isn't it?
That's right. But when I'm in pain or worried, I often don't think to look for these things, so I miss out. Yet, when I do notice, I feel grateful to God for the little moments of joy, and I'm encouraged to keep going.
So the very short-term view can have some benefits, but so can the long-term view. It teaches you to be patient with the slow pace of change. Have you heard the story about the bamboo plant? It goes like this. A Chinese philosopher took a young apprentice for a walk in this huge garden one afternoon. They were having a discussion about the apprentice's slow progress in his studies. They walked deeper into the garden and soon sat down together. After a while, the philosopher said, "Look around you." As the apprentice started to notice his surroundings, the philosopher asked, "Do you see the ferns and the bamboo trees?" "Yes," replied the apprentice. "I planted the fern and the bamboo seeds together at the same time." The philosopher went on to say, "I watered them, took care of them, and nurtured them from the very first day. The ferns sprouted up quickly from the ground and filled this entire place with their beautiful greenery. A year went by, and even though I had watered the bamboo seeds too, I could not yet see any signs of the bamboo growing from the earth. But I did not give up. Another year went by, and another year. Still, no sign of anything sprouting up from the ground. At the beginning of the fourth year, when I was walking through my garden, I noticed some little green shoots. As I looked closely, I could see that they were tiny bamboo shoots. Slowly, as the weeks went by, they grew taller. However, 30 days later, the little bamboo plants still looked insignificant next to the lush green ferns. By the 100th day of that year, the bamboo trees began to grow taller. Each day they seemed to grow a little more. And look at them now. They now provide shade and make this garden gloriously beautiful as you see here today.
What do you think the philosopher was trying to teach the young apprentice? I don't think he was giving a gardening lesson to a student, was he? What do you think he was really talking about?
I believe he was teaching him to work hard and have patience in his studies, to not be discouraged if he didn't see results right away. But he had to put in the right things and be patient for a long time. I don't think his student would have ever forgotten that lesson, do you?
The philosopher knew that some plants took very much longer than others to grow, so he was wise to not give up watering and caring for the bamboo seeds. In the end, he had a garden that was twice as beautiful, with both ferns and bamboo flourishing in the same place. And I'm sure it helped him to keep on slowly but surely with his studies until he began to do well.
Thanks for being with us today, Sandy, and for sharing that story with us. And your own story. Is there anything else that you would like to share before you go?
Yes, I'd like to say that if you're struggling right now, as I was, maybe with loneliness, or you feel that there's nothing good in your life, try to take the long-term view. Nothing stays the same forever. Keep going. Don't give up. Look around you and find the small things in life that make you smile. This will be like planting little seeds into your life. Keep watering them and taking care of them until one day they grow into beautiful shady plants.
God's Word, the Bible, talks about planting the right things into our lives. Listen to these words. Don't fool yourself. A man or a woman reaps what he or she sows. The person who sows to please their sinful nature, from that nature, will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit, will reap eternal life. Can you see what the writer is saying? We can plant things into our lives that please the selfish, sinful part of us. What sort of things do you think they might be?
They could be putting my own wants first. Like putting the best piece of food on my plate, or spending our family's money on new clothes for me if I have enough, but my husband really needs a shirt, or the kids need shoes.
Or maybe telling a little lie to make myself look good. Or saying cruel things to hurt someone when I'm angry.
Or wanting something just for my own pleasure, even if it might hurt someone else. I think often people have affairs outside their marriage because they want pleasure for themselves right now.
And don't we see the destruction that that causes? Destruction in marriages and families and damage to the whole community. But you know, selfish decisions and little lies and outbursts of temper, they cause destruction too. They weaken your character, and over time, they make you a person who can't be trusted, and they damage the people around you. We need to take a long-term view of where our actions lead us. These selfish habits, they grow like ferns, fast, and they're hard to root out. Did you notice what was the right kind of planting? The Bible called it sowing to please the Spirit. Now you might wonder, what is this Spirit? This Spirit is not a nature spirit or a demon spirit or even your own spirit. It is the Holy Spirit of God. So, how do we plant things in our lives that please God's Spirit?
I know the thing that pleases God's Spirit the most. When we put our trust in His Son, Jesus Christ, and become His follower.
That is so true. And remember what we read from God's Word? If we do that, we will reap the harvest of eternal life. You're still with us on Women of Hope, where today we're talking about planting the right things into our lives that please God's Spirit. When we put our trust in Jesus, it also means following His example and doing the things that He told us to do, the things that He would do. So, what might some of those things be?
If I ask myself, what would Jesus do? I usually know the answer. It's almost the opposite of the things that please our sinful nature. Jesus was pure, caring, loving,
and self-controlled, and kind, and honest. He spoke kindly to people in trouble. He gave food to the hungry. He respected women. He encouraged those who were down.
I remember that He washed the dirty feet of His friends at the end of a long day. He certainly obeyed God's laws. He prayed to His Father in heaven. One time He said, I always do the things that please God my Father.
And we need to keep on trying to please God, because we don't become like Jesus overnight. All those old habits are hard to change, but with the help of God's Spirit, we can really change. Meanwhile, the harvest of goodness is growing slowly like the bamboo.
I know I'm often not nearly as good as I should be, but I know I'm not the person I used to be before I gave my life to Jesus. God has really changed me over time.
I guess we are still being shaped by God all our lives. I'm glad God is patient and doesn't give up on me. He takes all the time He needs to help us to grow, to be like Jesus. Why don't we learn that part of God's Word together so we can keep it in our hearts and maybe share it with someone else? It comes from the part of the Bible called Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Don't fool yourself. A man or a woman reaps what he or she sows.
Don't fool yourself. A man or a woman reaps what he or she sows.
The person who sows to please their sinful nature.
The person who sows to please their sinful nature.
From that nature will reap destruction.
From that nature will reap destruction.
The one who sows to please the Spirit. From the Spirit will reap eternal life.
The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life.
That's Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8.
Galatians 6, 7 and 8.
Well, here's the rest of that part of God's Word that we were just reading. It says, "Let us not become tired of doing good, for if we do not give up, the time will come when we will reap the harvest." That's God's promise to us, and it encourages me to keep asking, what would Jesus do? Let's take a long-term view. We'll reap the harvest of a good character and better relationships if we sow the right things into our lives now.
On Women of Hope today, we've been talking about taking the long-term view in our lives. Do you remember what Sandy said near the beginning? She said, "Don't get discouraged even when you don't see anything happening. It may not yet be the right time." I would love to read a very old poem to you from God's Word, the Bible. It was written by a wise king when he was an old man and had seen a lot of life. Here it is. "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." So as you think about what you're planting into your life, remember that God knows where you're at in your life, and He has plans for you, for your good. He made you, and He loves you, and wants to shape you into something beautiful for Him in His time.
We've invited Mornette back again today to tell us some more about prayer. One of the things that God wants us to plant into our lives is a time for talking with Him. Let's listen to Mornette.
Do you sometimes worry about things? I'm sure you do, and I do too. But God says to us in His Word, the Bible, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Many things we worry about don't ever happen, do they? Whatever we're worrying about, we need to think, can I do something about it? If you can, then ask God to help you do it. But if you can't, then put it into God's hands. He loves you and understands. He cares about your worries. He may not take away the problem, but He can take away the worry. His Word goes on to say, tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He's done. Do you know what God has done? He made us, He loves us, and He sent His Son Jesus to take the punishment for the wrong things we have done. So we have a lot to thank Him for, don't we? And do you know what will happen after we give our worries to God? He will give us peace in our hearts. That's His promise. His word says, if you do this, you will experience God's peace. He tells us to swap our worries for His peace. That sounds like a good swap to me.
It's time for us to go now. Remember that God loves you and He cares about what's happening in your life. We would love to hear from you.
You can contact us at Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week filled with God's blessings.